give you a couple examples just from the top of this list of these artists, and just that they're clearly just Satan worshipers. Number one on that list was Led Zeppelin. Okay, Led Zeppelin is considered by most people to be the greatest hard rock artists of all time. Their lead guitarist, Jimmy Page, which some people believe is the greatest guitarist of all time, when he performed on stage at concerts, he wore pants with the number 666 at every concert. I wonder what Led Zeppelin was promoting. Not only that, but Jimmy Page, he also bought the house of Aleister Crowley, which is the most famous Satan worshiper of the 20th century. He started a false satanic religion where they're actually trying to perform spells and doing sorcery and stuff like that. He bought the house of a famous Satan worshiper, and when the lead drummer, John Bonham, drank himself to death, many people thought that he had cast a spell to have him killed, because this guy was actually a wizard. He was actually practicing black magic. He was actually a bona fide Satan worshiper. Jimmy Page. That was number one on the list. Number two on the list was Black Sabbath. I mean, do I even need to mention any of the songs? Look at the name. Black Sabbath. What were they promoting? What was Ozzy Osbourne and his band promoting, which was Black Sabbath? I mean, the guy bit the head off a bat at a concert. I mean, weird stuff, right? Number three on the list was Jimi Hendrix. Look, I still have this stuff permanently in my head because I used to listen to this music. Jimi Hendrix sung songs like Purple Haze, which is a song about marijuana, and Voodoo Child was probably maybe his biggest song. I wonder what Voodoo Child is about. He ended up drinking himself to death when he's like 30 years old or something like that. Number four on the list was AC/DC. AC/DC, their lead singer, Bon Scott, drank himself to death, just like a lot of these rock artists. The next album, the first song was Hell's Bells. And the song was in honor of their lead singer that was now in hell, because they're going to join him one day. And you know what? They're right. They are going to join him one day. And we're just going to celebrate in hell and just drink and have a big party and fornicate and no rules. Well, you got a rude awakening, my friend. And the first song was Hell's Bells. In fact, perhaps their biggest song was Highway to Hell. Man, I wonder what Highway to Hell was promoting. Now you say, Brother Stucky, Led Zeppelin sung Stairway to Heaven, right? They're doing spiritual music. Yeah, they're doing spiritual music, okay? That song is not about believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Those were the top four on the list. Number 10 on the list, Kiss. If you know the band Kiss, they're the ones with the black and white face paint. Gene Simmons had the long tongue and everything. KISS is an acronym that stands for Knights in Satan's Service. That's what it stands for. Oh, you say it's just a game. And look, by the way, AC/DC is an acronym for being bisexual as well. All these rock artists, oh man, they're so cool and everything like that. It's funny because when I listen to this music, they sound really tough. It's like, I'd like to see those guys get underneath a bench press. They're bench pressing the bar and everything. It's like, oh, I'm having trouble picking up the bar. Because you see these guys, and they're not like men. They're weak. This music, it's satanic. It's dangerous stuff. Now, that was the sort of music that I listened to. Let me give you a couple other examples outside of the music that I used to listen to. And by the way, even before I was saved, I stopped listening to some of this music because I read the biographies of some of these people. Like, I read Led Zeppelin's biography and I never listened again because they were such wicked, evil people that I was like, man, what in the world, right? Just disgusting, filthy stuff. Bob Dylan, you can see an interview online where he's just having an interview, and Bob Dylan's considered by many people to be the greatest songwriter of the 20th century in terms of the rock or folk rock sort of genre. And he's considered to have lighthearted music like the Beatles. Like, it's just fun music, right? No big deal. Well, Bob Dylan, he does an interview, and they ask him, where did you get your inspiration? And he's like, I made a deal. And you can tell from the interview, it's very obvious what he's saying is that he made a deal with the devil. The guy says, well, who'd you make a deal with? And he's like, I think you know who I made a deal with. Oh, he's just joking. Yeah, all these rock artists are just joking when they say they sold their soul to the devil. Yeah, you want to be really successful in this industry, you got to sell your soul to the devil. You got to be wicked people. Otherwise, it's not just about talent. And you realize this, that Satan was a musical being. Isn't that true? Satan was a musical being. So who do you think is giving these people the power to do these things? Unclean spirits. Devils are giving them the power to do these things. Beyonce Knowles, who is married to Jay-Z, you know, who was part of Destiny's Child a while ago. You know, she would regularly say when she was on Oprah and these other things that they say, well, what gives you that ability when you're up there to sing and everything? Because they say, it seems like you become a different woman up on stage. They say, you seem like you're just kind of one type of woman, then something just kind of changes in you. And she said, I get possessed by a woman named Sasha Fierce. She said that for 15 years. She hasn't changed that. She literally says she gets possessed, and that's what gives her the inspiration. Everyone's like, oh, wow, that's cool. It's like, what? It's all just a joke. They're all just joking, right?